This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Don't worry about the cold weather we're getting right now if you live in the Northeast. It's just a matter of time, and it will be gone. And that way we can get back to normal. The weather is just taking a little bit of a detour, and it will warm up. In fact, they're forecasting for some rain later on during the week instead of snow. So that's a good thing. But as things progress, it's time to get back in your garden. And those of you, we've had a lot of calls today about the bulbs coming up. When you start to see your bulbs coming out of the ground and get maybe an inch or so in height, get some Dr. Earth bulb food and feed them. If you can feed them early on, it's going to give you a larger blossom. Your bulb contains the buds, and the nutrition in the soil will determine the size of the bloom, the color intensity. So if you want a deeper red or a deeper yellow, by feeding it, you're going to have a better color. And it will also extend the life that the flower will last on your plant. But what Dr. Earth has done is they've added the regular bulb food that everybody else has, except for one thing. They've added the microbes that nobody else does. Nobody has added 16 strands of microbes to the food that will stimulate the bulb itself and to help it to bounce back. A lot of you will plant tulips, for example, and they bloom good for the first year, the second year, not as many flowers, and the third year, it's only leaves because you don't feed it. And if you can use the Dr. Earth bulb food with all of the microbes and all the beneficial bacteria, instead of your bulb blooming for 2 years, it will go to 5, 6, or more years. You feed it in the spring, you feed it in the fall, and you'll have the best bulbs you ever had. So if you're out and about today, get some of the Dr. Earth bulb food and feed all of your bulbs as they come out. And when your lilies come out, feed them. And that stem, instead of having 3 flower buds on it, could have 5 or more. You've got to feed them. But the beneficial microbes is the answer. It's not the bone meal, the cottonseed meal, the fish meal, and everything else that's in it. That's great. But it's the microbes that makes the difference. And Dr. Earth's the only company that does it. So use Dr. Earth bulb fertilizer, and you'll have much better looking bulbs in your garden this year. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Marlene from Massachusetts, and she has a question about transplanting.
Okay, Marlene, good morning. How can
good
we help you
for
out
you,
today?
But now, as I was listening to your program, now I have another question. When you talked about My other question is about gypsy moss got into a row of my pine trees, and so
yes.
the tops are, they ate the little pine needles off.
Right.
So can I cut them back and just have a bottom, or what do I do with them?
Okay.
Is the tree gone?
Did they take all the foliage off?
They took all the foliage off, probably about the... And it looks, I think some of them look like, and, you know, one was a really beautiful blue spruce. It looks like a skeleton tree out there, which I probably will have to. Some of them look worse than others.
Okay. Now, did they take the top of the tree off? Did they eat the whole top of the tree off?
No, they left the stem.
Okay. But they ate all of the foliage?
Yes.
Okay. What I would do is I would feed them, because there should be some dormant buds on, whether it's an evergreen tree or a deciduous leaf type tree. And Mother Nature has these backup buds that are there so that if something happens to the foliage, she can replace it the following year. So what I would do is for your spruce trees and your pine trees, get some holly tone, and being that it's organic, it's so easy to use. All you do is you take a crowbar, you make a hole with a crowbar about 6 inches deep, wiggle it back and forth to make a hole, and put a half a handful in it. And every time it rains, the microbes that are in the holly tone and the fertilizer that's in the holly tone will feed that tree. So as soon as the frost is out of the ground where you live, you start at the tips of the branches. So look at your plant, see where the ends of the branches are, and then with your eye go straight down and make a series of holes all the way around the tree, about 2 feet apart. Go down 3 to 6 inches, wiggle your bar to make a hole, and put a half a handful in it, and it will not burn. If you use 10-10-10 or 5-10-5, you're going to burn and kill all the grass. But with the holly tone, it won't. And a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 will feed the tree for 30 days, and it's gone. Holly tone will last 4 to 6 months. It feeds it slowly. It will not cause surge growth. And it has the microbes along with the fertilizer to rebuild the structure of that tree.
Oh, wonderful. I have holly tone, and we will do that.
Yeah, it works wonderful. Believe me, Marlene. It will bring it right back for you. But as soon as you see that the snow is gone, and you walk on the ground, and the frost is done, get it in.
Okay. But my first question I called about is, I have some orchids that I received, and they were just like from a store, you know, grocery store type thing.
Yep.
And I think they're pot-bound, and so I would like to know, I got some bark, the replacement bark in a larger pot form. Do I dampen that first before I put them in?
What are they growing in now? Are they in bark also?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to get a pot that's a couple of inches larger. And I have some orchids that are probably 8 or 9 years old. They're in a 6-inch pot. And I found that if I did just bark, that it would dry out too quickly, especially during the winter, because you've got the heat on. In a day like today, that radiator or the baseboard or even a wood stove is cranking all day long. So what I did when I moved them from a 4-inch to a 6-inch, I had some peat moss and some compost, and I did 50% bark and 50% compost and soil. And that way, it doesn't dry out as quickly. So when I took turned the pot upside down, the bark all fell, and the orchid was bare root. There was no soil around it. So I took a bucket, and I filled it with the bark chips like you purchased, and then I added the same amount of compost and potting soil, blended them together, and then put some of that combination mix in the bottom of the pot, held my orchid plant with the roots dangling, and filled around the sides, firmed it in place, and they've done beautiful. And then I got some Osmocote fertilizer, the little BB-shaped fertilizer.
Sure.
Put that around it, and every time I water, they get fed.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'll tell you, my orchids bloom every year at the same time. So if yours are in bloom now...
No, they're not.
When did they bloom? Around Christmas time, or...?
No. They bloomed last year. So they had one didn't rebloom again, and the other one had I got some blossoms late, like in September.
Okay. What I do with mine is I put them outside when the threat of frost is over in a shady location. So I put them underneath a flowering crab, okay? And they stay there until September. And then when the kids go back to school, I bring it in, and I put it in a south-facing window, and they get sun all day from late September all the way until May, and I feed them, and they're great.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number, 855-660-4261. Don't worry about the cold weather if you're getting it where you live. I mean, we dropped 50 degrees in 2 days, and we were below zero. But it's going to change. Spring is right around the corner. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up first we have Cynthia from Plymouth, Massachusetts, and she has a question about bamboo.
Okay. Cynthia, good morning. How can we help you with the bamboo? Is it taking over your yard?
Yes. My son planted a small amount, and now it's taking over. And I want to know how I can prevent that from happening.
Okay.
What I can do.
Now, does it die back during the winter, or does it stay pretty much alive during the winter and just continues to get bigger and bigger?
Yeah, pretty much alive during the winter and getting bigger and bigger.
Okay.
It's by a water hole that my son made for me also.
Okay.
So it looks pretty, but now I can't even go through the walkway.
Yeah, because it spreads with underground roots.
Right.
And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to physically dig it out.
Oh, okay.
To get the main plant and all of the roots. So what you've got to do is call your son, find out what his favorite meal is, make him his favorite meal, and say, honey, you did such a great job, but it's taking over the garden. And the two of you can go out there, dig them up. And then, if you like the bamboo, once you've gotten rid of it out of your garden, get a pot and grow it in a container.
Oh, okay.
And what you can do is, in the spring, dig a hole, set the pot in your water feature, and then in the fall pull it out and put it in your garage or in your tool shed for the winter, and that way it won't be able to get a hold and create a problem again.
So I have to make two meals.
Right.
One to get it out, and the other one in the fall.
Yeah, because see,
take it out.
Yeah, because see, what you can do in the fall, because the roots are now stuck in that container.
Yeah.
You can just pull it right out fairly easy.
Oh, okay.
But by planting it directly in the ground, the roots can go in all directions.
Okay.
And they can, and some of these varieties of bamboo are very, very aggressive. And what you're going to have to do, even after you think that you've got everything out, it's still going to come back.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And you're going to have to go in that garden every week, all summer long, and every time you get a new shoot, take a trowel and dig it out and try and get as many roots as you can, and eventually it'll be gone.
Yeah.
But for now, you've got to rip it all out and save some of it, put it in a great big pot, and then put it back in the ground, and that way you can enjoy it.
Oh, okay. That's great. And I also have another question about Japanese irises. I have a lot that I'd like to separate and plant elsewhere. I didn't know what time of year, what would be the best time to separate them successfully.
Okay, now is this the big flowering iris with a bulb on the ground?
Yes.
With the large, thick foliage, right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Normally, the bearded iris, you divide it in the fall.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because, and what happens is this. In the fall, you're going to look at the iris, and you're going to see individual, like feet, with a fan of foliage on the end of that foot.
Mm-hmm.
And you dig it up, dig up the whole clump, and then take a sharp knife.
Okay.
And behind that fan of foliage, you're going to cut it from the rest of it. And the way that an iris grows, you put in that single foot with the fan of foliage.
Yeah.
It blooms.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets done blooming, the mother will make two babies. She gives them all of her energy, and she dies. And now you have two plants. The following year, they bloom, they make two babies, now you got four, and so on. So you got to get rid of the old.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Dottie from Plymouth, Mass. And she has a question about blueberries.
Dottie, good morning. How can we help you with your blueberries on a cold morning? Hi, Dottie.
Three different type of pyrus. Pyrus japonicus.
Yes.
I have a mountain snow, a scarlet O'Hara, and a mountain fire. And all three of them lost their leaves. And they're just sticks, and they're supposed to maintain their leaves for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to survive?
When were they planted, Dottie?
Last year.
This past year?
Yes, this past warm season.
Okay. Yeah.
2016.
Okay. The leaves should not have come out. Now, did they fall from the plant, or were they eaten?
They fell.
Okay. What I would do is I would visit the nursery where you bought them and let them know. Because those are supposed to be winter hardy plants. And if they were planted last year, they should be green right now.
Right.
So I would notify the nursery. Do you have a cell phone with a camera?
I can just pull up the sticks, actually, because they're only maybe a foot tall. They're not even very big plants.
Okay. Well, before you pull them up, talk to the nursery and tell them, do they want the dead body back? Because those plants should be guaranteed for a year.
Correct.
And if they're not, if they don't guarantee them, then you shouldn't be shopping there. But
exactly.
those varieties of plants that you mentioned, the mountain fire and the other varieties of Andromeda are winter hardy where you live. And if they didn't survive
the winter. That's why I bought them to go beside some viburnums. So they're
right
in between viburnums.
Yeah, and viburnum will lose its foliage during the winter, so that you need something evergreen to give you some substance, some body in that planting area. So
That's why we chose.
So I would go and see them, and I would let them know and say to them,
Do you want me to bring back the bodies of the dead plants that I bought from you last year so that I can have them replaced? And you shouldn't have to pay for it. And if they won't cover them, then tell them that you'll give me a call and maybe mention the name of their nursery. They won't like that.
Okay.
But
the other one is about a black lace elderberry. It's 3 years old.
It has
very little foliage. Very little flowering and very little foliage. It's probably the exact size that it was 3 years ago.
Okay. When you planted your elderberry plant, did you condition the soil with compost or anything like that?
It was a new home, and it was a new flower bed that the nurseries had put together when they did the landscaping. So we figured that the bedding was all set, and we just put it into the area. There's a Bradford pear in front of it, and then we put the elderberry behind it next to the garage. But it was a flower bed prepared by the landscaping.
Right. Okay. Now, have you been feeding it at all?
My husband throws Hollytone just around the whole yard practically, and I don't know if that's the right thing for it.
Okay. Hollytone would be for any shrub that is green during the winter. So your Andromeda, azaleas, rhododendrons, juniper. But a plant that loses its foliage is a plant that does not like to be acidic for the most part. And you would use plant tone.
Okay.
So holly tone for evergreen, plant tone for deciduous. So what I would do is this. Espoma, the people that make Hollytone and Plantone, they have developed a product called Biotone.
Yep, I've heard you talk about it before.
Yeah, and Biotone is an incredible shrub fertilizer, vegetable garden, perennials. It's incredible. And for roses, it's all mycorrhizae. And there's 16 different varieties in it. And I know that if you use the Biotone on that shrub and all the other shrubbery, it will help to get the roots established, especially something that's new. And most people think you put it in and it's going to grow by itself. But for that first 1, 2, even 3 years on some plants, if you can pamper it, you get that root established, then the tree will come all by itself. But that first 1 to 3 years, it really is critical that you feed the plant. And with this new technology of the microbes, once the plant is established, and it will cut the time to getting established with the microbes by 50%. So if you use a 10-10-10, or a 5-10-5, it will probably take 3 years and 2 to 3 applications a year. When you use something like Hollytone, Plantone, and this Biotone, it will establish itself in a year and a half, and you'll have a bigger root and a much hardier plant, and your soil will have all the microbes, it will have earthworms, and it will be a lot healthier, and it also means bigger leaves, more colorful flowers, longer lasting flowers, and shrubs that produce berries or fruit will be able to produce them a lot easier when you get the microbes in the soil.
Okay, so that's probably what's wrong with my pink lemonade blueberry, because I had very few of the pink blueberries, but it's right beside a peach sorbet that's got lots of deep, deep blueberries. That seems to be pretty prolific, but the pink lemonade had very few berries, so it's probably hungry too.
Yeah, it's probably hungry. And the other thing too you want to look at, try and when they come into bloom, notice if there's more than one of your plants blooming at the same time. Because it could be that if that variety is blooming and there are no other varieties blooming at the same time, it's
no probably cross-pollination.
There's no cross-pollination, and that could be part of the problem. So if you notice that that's the only one that blooms in that period of time, you may have to buy a second of the same variety for better pollination.
Okay, that's simple enough.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
I love the show.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Barbara from Cape Cod, and she has a question about her houseplants.
Okay. Barbara, good morning. Are you ready to go outside yet?
Not on Cape Cod either. I have Schifflera.
Yes.
It's a beautiful plant, but in the last month, starting at the top of the plant, the clusters of leaves would drop off. So halfway down the plant now, I have bare stalk. But at the very, very top, I've got new shoots coming. So why am I losing, you know, some of the clusters of leaves?
Okay. How long have you had the plant?
Just about a year.
Okay. And this is something that started during the winter?
It started, I would say, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Every so often, a cluster would drop off. And they're not turning yellow, and there's no bugs or nothing.
Okay. If you touch the plant, does it feel like it maybe is a little bit sticky?
Not at all.
No.
Nope, the leaves are fine. Yeah.
Okay.
And I transplanted from a 4 to a 6 inch pot.
You did this in the fall or early winter?
I did it probably at the end of the summer, early fall. I transplanted to a bigger pot.
Okay. What I'd like to have you do is this. Put some newspaper down on your kitchen counter.
Yep.
Set your plant on it and just kind of tap the pot and pull the pot off of the root ball of your plant and look at the root system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If the root system, which will be visible when you remove the pot, is white, it's getting a lot of good air and water. If the root system, when you pull the pot out, is brown or black, you're giving it too much water, and you're filling in the air pockets with water, and some of the roots are beginning to rot due to overwatering.
Ah.
Okay? So just spread some newspaper so it'll be easier for you to clean. Tap the pot. Lift it up so that the plant is upside down. And just look at the roots. And as long as it's white, it's healthy. If it's brown or black, you're giving it too much water. Put the pot back on. Stand it up. And just cut back on the amount of water. And what I would do is to get Espoma Grow fertilizer. Espoma is a company that makes Holytone.
Yes.
Okay. And they have come out with a liquid plant fertilizer. And like all of their products, they have added the soil microbes. And I started testing it with them last year, and I found a tremendous difference. It has 11 different microbes in it.
Wow.
And Jeff Lowenfell, who was with us last week, he is in the Garden Writers of America Hall of Fame for 3 books that he wrote about the soil.
Wow.
And his number one work has been on the microbes, the bacteria, the fungi in the soil. And all of these organic companies now, Dr. Earth, Espoma, and Natural Alternative, they're all using microbes. They cut back on the amount of fertilizer, and they put the microbes, because the microbes take the place of fertilizer, and they can go into the soil, get the food that's already there, made by nature, and make it available to the plant. And that's what it's all about. If we can cut back on adding fertilizer to our soil,
mm-hmm.
we'll have less algae growing in the lakes, in the ponds, in the stream. And it's all going to become natural. The plants are going to be healthier. Your soil will be healthier. And they're getting away from 10-10-10 and 5-10-5, which are fertilizers that were developed after the Second World War
yeah.
to get rid of the chemicals that they use to make ammunition. And now they're using organic products like bone meal, cottonseed meal, sea kelp, and all kinds of organic products, but they add the microbes. Natural Alternative has 60 different microbes in their lawn food. Dr. Earth has over 30 in their soils and in all of their fertilizer. And they're spoma the same thing. So deal with the new technology, and you'll be better off.
Thank you, Paul.
That you can Thank you. Anytime. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Our last guest for today is Sammy from Belle Grande Lake, and she has a question about leaves.
Sammy, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. It's Sandy from Maine. What I wanted to bring to the table was the idea that this is a great time to go around and survey your property because the deciduous leaves aren't out yet. And really see what's going on, you know, see if maybe you need to take some saplings out to give you a better view of whatever you're looking at. I also have a great lazy way. Also, look at the quality of your trees. See if there's been damage. And some of them I like to keep for the birds to live in, obviously, but even woodpeckers. But, you know, it's just a good time to get out and look, because there's no mud, there's no bugs, and the leaves aren't out yet. So you can really look at your evergreens.
Exactly. And this time of the year, you can take a pad of paper, walk around your property,
right. Make
some notes of what needs to be pruned, what needs to be cleaned, and now you've created a to-do list, as my wife gives me, and you can break it down priority down to the end. And as you said, you know, picking up big branches, raking up the leaves, doing some selective pruning, repairing broken branches. And
you know, it also feels good to get out. It's a way to get out because pretty soon it'll be real different outside, you know.
Right. And if you can get a head start on it, then at times when spring arrives, you feel overwhelmed because
right.
you've got the lawn, the gardens,
right.
you've got to do the cleaning and the mulching of the beds. So that if you can
get... That brings up my next topic, which is lazy, easy sheet composting. When the dandelions are in bloom, go to your neighbor's, because of course you don't have any dandelions in your yard, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go to your neighbor's yard or a farm and say, may I weed your yard? And take a trowel and dig up the dandelions. Take a tray with you or a bucket. It's easier to do it in something that's wide and open like a tray. And shake the soil. You will find massive earthworms. It is their favorite place to live, is around the roots of a dandelion. Plus, you'll be weeding. Make sure you backfill the hole. Take them, and what I do is underneath some evergreen trees behind my house, I have sheet composting going on. In other words, it's the really stalky stuff that I prune in the fall off of, you know, you have the Rudbeckia or some kind of a plant that's just so, it doesn't compost well.
Right.
You know what I mean. So I don't put those in the composter. It's just, I like to put just leaves and green stuff, and, but you know, kitchen stuff mostly. And so I put those types of stems, I don't even break them up, I just put them back there. I throw the earthworms in and throw some leaves on top so there's carbon too. And just all sorts of things will happen out there. Mycorrhizae will be created. There's already mycorrhizae in the soil. As a matter of, it's just an easy, lazy way to do it. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you can, and anything like that that you can get a head start on, one of the things that saves so many hours of work, and people don't realize it, if you have a perennial bed or a planting of perennials, what I like to do early in the spring, as soon as the snow is gone, I will cut back everything that I didn't cut in the fall, rake the bed, and get it clean. And if you can get your pine bark mulch delivered,
yeah,
if you have a large area, you can take a wheelbarrow or out of the bag and just dump it right on top of your perennial bed and rake it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will wait until May when the perennials are up.
I'm holding my hand up, Paul. I did that last year, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, so if your perennials are already up and you want to put compost or you want to put mulch around it, you have to go around each plant, and it takes you forever. If you do it in the late spring before the perennials come up, you can just dump it in from the bag or with a wheelbarrow, take a rake, rake it, make the bed look beautiful, and then as the soil warms up, the perennials poke up through the compost or through the bark mulch, and it's cut your labor by like 90%. So as soon as you're able to clean off your perennial beds, get them mulched, get them fed, and then your work is over. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.